have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It is amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new Mamma Mia, Ola Doozy, bring it home. What the biblical question? And again, it's only for those who want, for those men and women, boys and girls, who want to overcome their misery, who want perfect peace, who want to be happy, who want to live the kingdom of heaven right here on earth and not wait until they die and thinking that they're going to do it then. But for all those who don't want to, you love your misery, you love hating, you love judging, you love burning within yourself, it's not for you, all right? It's for those men and women around the world. And believe me, there are men and women around the world who are working on this up. I talk to them every day by way of counseling or through this show or some kind of way. And they are like, I didn't know, Jesse. I didn't know how to work on myself. I didn't even know I could be free from misery. I've been told all my life I have to suffer. And it's just not true. So for those people, all right, brand new biblical question. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? I bet most people don't even know they can do that. How can you do it? And it can be done. Oh, it can be done. How can you change your future? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, protesting Elon Musk or Donald Trump, the great white hope, or you hate America and you hate Israel, so you're out protesting them, or whatever you're doing, or you're dropping your children off at a public school today because you hate them, and you're the type of woman that don't want to be at home with them because you love your ego more, you love your children, and you got to go to work. You think you get more gratification from working than raising the man's children. You could be listening to the show even when you're out and about. You can podcast, of course, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats really soon. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Orban JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Rainy days and Mondays always bring me up, build me up. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And today is Monday. And for those who might, we take all calls, of course. For those who might not be aware, Mondays not only build me up, but Mondays are always Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? Female Monday, we take the latest calls as they come in, but we take all calls. 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. Amazing. Oh, I got to ask. When did men start to take women to work with them, their wives to work with them? Every time I look around, I see things that remind me. When did men start taking women to work with them, their wives? Think about that. Every time I look around, I see wives going to work with men, with their husbands. That is not normal. Why is that happening? Your wife's job is to stay home and raise your children, and you're supposed to go out, men, and bring in the bread and the butter. But men are taking their wife, they're letting their wife preach with them now. I see the vice president, JD. I saw him over there in Germany somewhere, and they were getting it off the plane, and it was freezing cold, snow, heavy, thick snow. And there she is getting off the plane with one child on the hip and two little kids in front of her. No, that was in Greenland. That was before that. Yeah, they went to Greenland, too. But I think it was over there in Hitler territory somewhere. When did men start taking women to work with them? And they dragged the children along, too. That's not normal, guys. You got married so that your wife should stay home and watch over your children, keep your house clean, keep it going, be there when the children leave for school and come back from school. When and why are these men taking their wives to work with them? Why are you listening to that? Amazing, huh? It's crazy how that is. Men write books now. It's a wife got to be there, too. What is going on? How will the world get back in order if you don't come back to order? How will things get better? Which you love most, the truth or your wife? Which do you love most? First. Amazing, huh? What a sad world we live in. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, gonna suffer tomorrow. Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Who really cares? We had an amazing fellowship yesterday. If you were not there, make sure you podcast, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was deep, and I explained to you as we move forward. I want to go to Lori because Lori is about yesterday's meeting at the fellowship. It was deeper than words can express, really. For those who want to get better. Now, if you're not trying to overcome your hell, you got ticked. I understand. Evil hate the truth. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Laura out of Colorado. Laura, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Laura.
How are you
today? All is well.
Great. I loved the fellowship yesterday. I've been thinking about going back to the Catholic Church. So when you brought up, first of all, when you brought up the question, when you were asking everybody what they thought when you said all women are evil, when I first started listening to you, I was like, well, so are men. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
So when I started going, you know, deep diving and getting to know myself, and I forgave my mom, and she took it with stride. My parents divorced. My dad is dead now. He did. And, but when they got divorced, both me and my brother went to go live with my dad. So that was a good thing. But at the end of me, you know, forgiving my mom, she's like, well, your dad wasn't perfect. And I was like, Mom, don't you wish I could go forgive him? But he's dead. I can't do that, you know. So, I don't know if it's a question more than a comment, but I think the Catholic Church, this is why they put Mary so high on the pedestal, because Jesus was perfect, and he did come from a woman. So that's why I'm trying to, do you see that correlation a bit? These are just my thoughts of what happened yesterday in the fellowship.
Well, he didn't come from a woman. He came through the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came from the Father.
Right. So that's why I'm just saying, maybe that's why the Catholic Church maybe, I don't know, twists it to where that's why they put her so high on the pedestal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking at the fact that Jesus was born through Mary, and so they have made Mary like a god.
Yeah. And I think that was one of my only, well, there's a couple things that are keeping me from going back to the Catholic Church, because honestly, I tried another church, you know, they do the singing and hoopla and all that.
Yeah.
And I keep coming back to your fellowship because I can't find anything out here. So,
amazing. You know, you're not going to find it out there.
I know.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah. So, and I'm dealing with being an island, you know, I know that the thoughts like, oh, I need this, and I need felt, you know, I need somebody to talk to, you know, and so I'm working through those.
Right on.
You know, getting to know myself. So
right.
Yeah,
on.
But I just wanted to make that comment about nobody said that. Well, so are men, because that was the first thought that came to my mind when I first heard it. So
what do you? Yeah, go ahead, finish your point.
I was just going to say I'm so grateful that you're out there, because you're amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
So thank you. Thank you for that.
So it's Laura, right?
Yes.
Okay, Laura, what do you think about when I said all women are evil?
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind was well, so are men.
Okay, I see your point.
All men are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I agree with it now. When I first listened to you, I didn't.
Right. And why do you agree with it now?
Because all evil is ushered in by woman.
Yep. It's true. One of the reasons that I really wanted to push that forward yesterday, because I counsel with so many women now, and they didn't know that they were evil. They thought they were good. And they knew inwardly they had a lot of conflict. No matter how hard they tried to be right or do right, and I'm just telling you what they're telling me. I'm not even making it up and what I already know. They knew they have a lot of conflict, but because the world said that they are good and mama is this, they could not see or face the fact that they were evil in spite of thinking and doing evil things. And so I wanted, because I work with women in bond now, and I'm a female at our women's forum through counseling, and they call into the show sometimes. And I wanted women to know that there are women who are working on themselves. They, too, did not know that they were evil at first, or, and were difficult to admit it. And now that they can admit it, they're starting to overcome it. And,
yes.
And it's amazing to see that change.
It is.
And so, and then I want women and men to know that Christ, God said, through Christ, all must be born again. Everyone who's born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. You must be born again. You got to overcome that spiritual, that evil spirit that is passed down to you, through you, to you from your mother, men and women. And so I wanted them to know that, because there are women who are working on themselves. They're seeing that now.
Yeah. The only twist that I have with me right now, and I'm working through it, is I know you say that women shouldn't be, like, in leadership roles.
Right.
And I totally agree with that. But I did a thing, and I'm actually trying to get more men into leadership. I'm not pushing them. And what I mean by that is I'm really involved in politics where I'm at. And so I don't put out there my belief system, if you want to call it that.
Right.
I don't put that out there for people. I'm just doing the common sense thing. And so I'm trying to if I say this, I don't want people, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to get men to see their potential in running for government leadership so the women don't. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah. So I'm trying to take that role on, but I don't know if it's a good, I don't want to say it's a good thing, but I don't know if that's the right thing. And I am still working on these issues on if that's my role or not. So
I would recommend, yes, you can encourage men to get involved in politics, because men should be leading the way and not following, right? But don't take it on as yours. Now, you can mention it if conversation come up or you talk to others, but you stay keeping what's the truth first and foremost on your mind. Work on that. And wherever the truth want you to be or whatever the truth want you to do, it will put you there. You'll find yourself doing it naturally.
Okay, great.
So that's
great.
Don't put anything, anybody, or anything before what is right, and you'll be fine. But you got to keep that in the forefront.
Yeah, one of the examples was we had an organizational meeting, and there was two women running for the top seat, and I was like, I can't do it. So I got behind this gentleman who was a Navy SEAL, all this stuff. And I was behind him 100%. And he didn't win. One of the other women won. So I'm really, like, trying to people see that men should be in leadership roles.
Right on.
I mean, some people aren't going to like me, but you know what? I'm not here to be liked.
That's
to do the right
thing. You were not put on the earth to be liked.
Yes.
All right? You're put on the earth to be an example of love, but you don't need to be liked by anybody, so don't even think about that.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
Yes,
all right.
For sure. Every morning, every night.
That's right. Amazing. Right.
Thanks again. You have a great day.
You too. 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. So yesterday, in case you didn't see it, yesterday, fellowship, and you can podcast, I went around the room and asked, not everybody, it was 2 minutes to ask everybody, and I asked the ladies first about evil. Do you see that you're evil? And what is it like seeing that? And the answer, of course, was amazing, because the women, they are working on themselves, and they do see it. It wasn't pretty seeing it at first. They didn't want to see it, but they did. because they did, and then things start to change. They started to overcome evil. And their hearts changed. Salvation is of the heart. The heart is wicked. And people think, oh, I got to overcome my vices. No, you don't. You need to overcome the wickedness of the heart, which is playing God. We discuss what is evil. Anyone that plays God is evil. You think you know right from wrong. You think you know what you want. You can change your own life. You're looking for this, and you're looking for that, and you're looking for everything. Then you are evil. And ladies, I want you, if you didn't watch that, make sure you do at rebuildingaman.com/church so that you can work on you and be free. And in spite of everybody around you, you will be free. But you got to admit that you're evil. The heart is evil. You know you are. Look how your mind makes you do and think things that you wouldn't ordinarily do or think. And you don't want to be that way. And as I mentioned, according to the Word, it's in the Word, every human being must be born again of the Spirit of the Father, because every human being, everyone who's born of the flesh, must be born of the Spirit. That's just a reality. And the problem is, one of the problems, you're not being told by your family, you're not being told by the preachers that you got to overcome evil. Salvation is of the heart. You must drop your anger, which is hatred, which separates you from life, from God. It was an amazing. So that's why I had the women. I had the women first, because it's coming through the woman. Evil is, and yes, the men are evil too, but through the mother, evil is being passed on to the girl, boys, and the girls. Men are not just evil. Now, the woman is the man God until he overcome mama, because Adam listened to the woman, Eve. And that's why that's why men are afraid of women. They're afraid of their mothers, so they're afraid of all women. They are angry at their mothers, so they hate all women. And they're afraid of, that's why they can't look women in the eyes when they talk to them. They can't look at mama like that. What the? But once you see that you're evil, and that includes everybody, Jesse Peterson and everybody. Until I was able to see that I was evil, I resented my mother, I was emotional, I was lost, fear and insecurity and couldn't speak up and all that mess. Until I could see that and admit it, oh, God, I didn't know that way. Oh, man. And when it forgave, until that happened, I was nothing changed. And I was going to different churches at the time. They didn't tell me this. They did not tell me that at all. I never heard a minister or anybody, anyone really, tell me that salvation was of the heart and I must be born again. Isn't that amazing? But you ain't going to get, you're never going to have perfect peace until you admit that you're evil. And then, ladies, it's not you, but it's a thing in you. Just like it passed on to the children, it's not them, the boys and the girls, the men. It's in them, it's not them. Just know that, lady, you can overcome when you admit that that's the problem. 888-7753-773. What I want to do is do some super chat, catch them on them.
Super chat.
And then go back to the car.
Super chats.
Super, super.
Say sorry about three coffees.
Thank you.
Last week. Well, listeners, don't forget to donate so Bond can continue helping those who need it. Also, you told Harpo to beat me. Happy Black Friday.
Thank you. Love for last Friday.
Indeed.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. I've noticed that speaking in tongues nonsense is quite popular. That's all I hear from that female crooked when she opens her mouth. It makes the same sense.
Jasmine Crooked is speaking in tongues. You say that again. What a mess.
Someone bought three coffees. Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Love your teachings. I currently work in a foreign company. Cannot stand the meetings with the foreign boss because he constantly lies and tries to manipulate. I constantly avoid the meetings. Should I go to the meeting?
Yep. Go to the meetings and face that. Shake your boo. Notice how your mind wants you to be angry and stuff like that. So you can overcome that, really. You don't have to agree with it or whatever, but don't run from it. Don't run from ego pain. You run to the pain. You run into hell and go through it, and you'll be done with it. Really, and you'll go to, after you do that, you will go to one of those meetings and feel nothing about it. You will just see it for what it is. It will be on him. It will have nothing to do with you. Absolutely. Amazing. I wish you well.
Thank you. Someone, no I in Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
Right.
Spanky Spank bought a coffee. Biblical question from last week.
What is evil?
Evil is resentment, also known as hatred, says Spanky Spank.
Yesterday, thank you. And yesterday, the response to evil, most people were right about it. It was really interesting. And it just shows that they're working on themselves. So they were right about it, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, three coffees. You never make choices because you don't think. All thoughts are all lies all the time because they're created by the ego, not you.
That's right. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Jamil says, I say this as a witness to those.
Can I get a witness? A witness, witness.
To those who forgave and are overcoming, work on yourself, on your own, and quietly. Don't tell people. And if you want to, the so-called help anyone, the best way is to donate to the JLP Network. Thanks for everything, guys and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Paul bought a coffee. Black Friday. Jesse.
Black Friday for every Friday now is Black Friday. We take all calls, but we take the blacks' call first. Because I don't love them. I love the blacks. Amazing. So we decided we're going to pay special attention on Fridays to the blacks, even though we take all their calls during the weekdays too, the rest of the week too. Thank you.
Jesse, what does jive turkey mean? I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, but I assume a white person wrote the definition.
Jive turkey means someone that makes a lot of joke and be silly.
Ah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. You jive turkey. Jiving around, playing around, making jokes and carrying on like that.
Nice.
Amazing. Have you heard that term before?
I've seen it before. I don't think I've ever heard it out loud before.
Yeah. You just didn't recognize it.
Thank you for the instruction.
Yep.
The Black Friday instruction. Mr. Pink, it's amazing how just being confronted with basic truth by Jesse can change you. Guarantee that last interview Amber Rose did with JLP and the fallout from it had a major effect on her. She has gradually gotten better since.
Yep. Check out the interview with Amber Rose, her second time on thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv. It was amazing. She's back. Amazing.
Ulysses on Cash App, Bond JLP. Cash App. Saving the race with truth instead of lies.
Right on. Thank you.
Very generous.
For your help. I appreciate it.
Anthony says, what's wrong with Chuck Schumer lying on TV the other day?
Desperate people call for desperate measures. I was thinking this morning, it's amazing to me how human beings treat one another and what they do to maintain power, what they think is power. It's really not real power. It's just amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of them later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you all. I got to take a quick break when I come back straight to your calls. It's Female Monday, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So I want to remind you, and some of you know about this already, GoldCo. And I have invested in GoldCo, and it's amazing. GoldCo has free education resources, including a whole video series about gold. And I've learned so much from them by investing in them, but you don't have to invest. All of these resources are free. So you don't have to invest in order to get the resources. They are free. So I encourage you to reach out and learn more. Reach out to them and learn more, all right? And GoldCo and I have agreed on a special promo for my listeners. For my listeners, qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. An instant match for qualified accounts in bonus silver, 10%. So I recommend you learn more about it by going to Jesse Loves Gold. JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Free resources. You don't even have to invest to get the videos and everything, all right? And again, tell them that Jesse sent you. Amazing.
Since I barely was walking, I've been trying harder all my life, 'cause I need to be perfect. If I could just be a little better, maybe you could be my salvation.
The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com, and James Hake is on fire. James Hake could not admit there was a young lady there from, where was she from?
Denmark.
Denmark yesterday at the fellowship. White as snow. Hake could not admit that she was a white lady.
There's a lot of crypto Italians, crypto Hispanics. You never.
What?
You never know.
And you thought you didn't want to say she was white because you thought she was Italian?
Or Hispanic or something.
But she was white. Everything about her was white.
I know, but I hadn't heard her speak and I didn't know her yet. Now I know she's white. Inside and out.
And so are Italians white or Hispanic? Because beforehand, I'm pretty sure you told me they were white.
They're white enough that people hate them, you know, because for looking white,
right,
and for kind of being sort of white in a manner of speaking. But a lot of them are like mixed, and they have a different culture from the normal white Americans who are not Catholic. They're just normal Christians, and they're not loud. They don't have like this criminal culture necessarily that the mafia and Catholics and Italians have.
You don't want anyone in your race, huh?
I guess I'm kind of alienating all of our allies, huh?
You are. What would the world be if everybody was the same color? What would it be on Earth if every human being were the same? Let's say we were all white, no other color, nowhere in the world, nothing but white. What would it be?
Still hating each other, figuring out a way to divide.
Yeah. I was thinking about that this morning after that conversation fellowship about white and Italians and the Mexicans and everybody, the blacks.
Right.
I wonder this morning, what would the world be if everybody was one color? It would still be chaos.
Indeed.
They would find a reason to not like one another.
That's right.
Amazing, huh?
Shout out to the Italians.
Shout out.
And we love you.
Absolutely. We love the Italian. The Italian people have really good hair.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Their hairline's all low.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
And it stays no matter how old they get.
They don't go bald.
Very rarely. They must be mixed with something else if they go bald.
A mutt.
Yeah.
Nathan is not true. He's jealous.
I'm just a hairline pessimist about all men, but that's a different story.
But Italian, don't rarely do you see a bald Italian.
We can.
If they get bald, they die early.
Oh yeah,
James Gandolfini.
Whoever that is.
He was in a mob TV show.
Oh, he was bald and he died.
He died at the tender age of 51.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Hank Report is coming up at 9, and then Joel Friday at 11 a.m. right after the Hank Report. He black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby on Rumble. The American Anchor Baby on fire at 12 noon. And after that, at 2 p.m., brand new episode of Punchy TV. Watch this.
Shia LaBeouf. Love Shia LaBeouf. Disturbia. Hit. The Transformers movies, I watched them for him.
These movies don't mean anything. All of the things that I used to use to fill that emptiness up stopped working.
He does seem like he doesn't know what he's talking about. I've never liked him. If I were him, I would be quiet for a while.
That pain smacks you in the face and wakes you up.
But it's like, I hear you talking, I want to ask you, are you done with your pain?
Vicious one. I have not seen that.
I'm just a hater.
Oh, man. Who is Shiloh LaBeouf, and why is he dressed that way?
He's an actor, and he was acting as a religious man.
Oh.
But he's also really turning religious over the past 10 plus years.
And he was saying that he doesn't use that anymore to escape, but he's working on himself.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't agree with that? Who didn't agree with that?
I didn't.
Why not?
Because he's like, feels like he's over-eager to preach, and he's vague, and he's like a put-on face of, of like, seriousness.
Oh, wow, you read all that in it, huh? Somebody's jealous. That's the day for you. You see it, right? My first time seeing it. You don't want to miss it at 2 p.m. Pacific time. The punchy.tv on YouTube and punchy.tv. All right? 888-775-3773. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to first-time caller out of New York, Harold, out of New York. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. I need your help with a little problem I'm having.
Okay.
I'm an African-American male.
You black.
I'm 69 years of age. I grew up in the 50s with the man can't be in the house nonsense. The only thing that got me through and put me where I'm at today was I had a strong mother who didn't take, she taught accountability, responsibility. You got to get a job. You can't make babies unless you can pay for them.
Yeah.
And you can't do drugs, and you can't have any contact with the criminal justice system unless you're defending yourself. Long story short, I have a daughter who is a flaming liberal. She has Trump deranged syndrome 10 times. I called her last week because her husband has a green card. And I said, look, tell your husband whatever he's doing. Play it by the book, because you're not fooling around. You get arrested, they're shipping you out of here. Okay? The party's over. We had 4 years of a party. New sheriff in town. You got to go with the rules. She started with Trump this and Trump that. And that clown, Mahmoud Khalid, who's in Columbia University up there making all that noise.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my thing is this, sir. If you're a revolutionary or you disagree with what's going on in Syria or Gaza or Palestine, why are you 5,000 miles away from the problem?
That's right. Good point.
And if you really got and if you really wanted to be show me that you had a pair, you'd go to the seat of government like they did January 6th. I give those guys credit for one thing. They went to the seat of government and they tore up the place. They didn't burn down stores. They didn't burn down homes. They didn't burn down businesses. They went to the seat of government to address their grievances. Make a long story short, I'm thinking about cutting her off because I can't. She's going to raise my grandson or granddaughter. And if she's a victim, she's going to raise a victim.
Yeah.
And I'm at a loss because every time I try to, all I'm telling her is, wait a minute, I've been around a little longer than you. They've been promising us stuff since 1965, okay? Here we are in 2025. Reparations is a joke, but they give everybody money but us. And I don't even want reparations because I never picked cotton. I was never a slave. So for me to be compensated for something that I didn't do is not within my ethics, okay? My grandmother, bless her soul, Timminsville, South Carolina, at the age of 6, she was in the fields picking cotton 17 hours a day.
Right.
If anybody deserves some money, they should have gave it to her before she passed away.
And so your question for me is what?
What do I do with my daughter?
Let her go.
What do I do with her? Because I'm thinking about letting her go.
Harold, she's a grown woman now. Your responsibility ended when she became an adult. And now she's an adult. Your responsibility is to let her go. Don't be angry at her, but don't try to change her. Don't be angry at her ideas and way she want to live and whatever she's doing. It's on her now that she work on herself to overcome that. There's nothing you should do, but I highly do what you want, of course, but I highly recommend you let her go. And you continue to work on your life and leave her in her hell until she's ready to change. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, I kind of figured that's the way I was going to go because I remember as a kid, I was chased home from school every day by a guy named Alfred. He was a bully. He chased me home, take my money. And one day I ran all the way home and got up to the door and banged on the door. My mother said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Alfred's chasing me." She said, "You know what? You got to fight him."
There you go.
She didn't open the door.
Right on.
I fought Alfred from the top stairs all the way down, and after that, he didn't bother me.
That's right. So you got to let her go, wish her well in your heart, and don't be angry at her because she has a right to be wrong. And your responsibility ended, as I said, when she became an adult. So you move on with your life and let her move on with her. Don't try to convince her. Don't be angry at her. You live your life.
Well, Mr. Peterson, what does it take for black people to figure this out? It's been going on 65, 70 years of disrespect, second-class citizenship. And when Joe Biden, he still got 92% of the black woman's vote, and he said, "You ain't black unless you vote for me." How many insults do you have to endure for you to figure this out?
Well, most people love insults. They love their misery. They love their pain. And so only a few, and it's those blacks who decide that they want to be free as individuals. They want to be free, and they start working on themselves, then they shall be free. But most people are never going to change. They love being in their hell. So just as God will leave them in their hell, so should you. So leave the blacks in their hell. You be a living example. And some will see that example in you, and that will bring on a change for them.
I'm a living example. If you work hard, you get a decent education, you keep your nose clean, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
I'm 69 years old, Mr. Peterson. The only racism I ever experienced was when I was a little boy living in Brooklyn in Bed-Stuy, a black neighborhood, because I had freckles and light skin, and I was picked on constantly. Every day there was a fight or something or the other. I have never had a white person offend me knowingly.
Right on.
Because I'm to the point where if I think you got issues with black people, I won't spend my money there. I'll get up and leave. I'm not going to spend my money and be insulted.
Right on.
It's just amazing. We just gave Kamala, that fake black woman, 92% of the black woman's vote. 92%.
Yeah.
And here's a woman that said on the record, on television, "I cannot do anything for black people, and I will not give them reparations." She said that on camera.
Amazing. Well, I got to run, but let her go.
Let her go and
just wish her well. Don't argue. Don't try to prove anything to her. Leave her to her misery.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Then we go to Denny out of Bulgaria. Denny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well.
Glad to hear, Mr. Peterson. Last time I called for a biblical question, and you were pretty interested about Russian history and Vladimir Putin. And I didn't want to lose your time, and now I'm calling for that.
If
you have a moment.
Go ahead.
It's pretty interesting. You mentioned that, according to you, Putin is a pretty impressive leader. And to be honest, Mr. Peterson, he is the first Russian president, czar or ruler, however you want to classify him, that actually cares about the Russian soldiers. For centuries, they had the one-way division. That's what it's called. Meaning that when young men go to war, they have either enough fuel or enough food for the horse that will get them one way to the battlefield. Nobody's waiting for you once the battle is over. And if you're crippled, let's say you lose a leg or arm, you don't get to return home because it's bad for the morale. This is how they always have been. And he's the only one who is actually trying not to be like that. Sadly, it's a very bad situation, Mr. Peterson, because Russia is and always have been in a very bad place. This is the country that is not in good shape. They are heavily militarized. Russia, on its own, have 10 times more munition than the whole NATO. They have a lot of ammunition. Unfortunately, the population is not well. Russia is the fifth country in the world with the highest HIV infection. And 20% of the population there suffers with alcohol abuse. So,
alcohol?
They are alcoholics, yes. That they drink heavily on a daily basis.
Okay, because it's really cold there too, right?
It's cold in Finland too. You don't see them drunk all over the place.
But in Russia, do they have a summer? Do they have summer
in
Russia?
I highly doubt it. Yet, maybe one of the Tuesdays during July. They don't have their summer.
So it never becomes summer in Russia?
The southern part of European Russia kind of has it, but not really.
Really?
I mean, it's not like you can walk with shorts. No.
So, no wonder they're alcoholic then if it's never summer.
I mean, that's not exactly an excuse.
How come?
How else will
you keep warm?
Well, by standing next to the fireplace, I guess.
But you gotta go outside at some point.
At some point, I suppose. But in all fairness, President Putin is doing a good job with the cards he was dealt.
Right, because he
inherited a tremendous mess. I'm not a fan of Russia. I never was. And although I'm supposed to wish everybody well, I struggle a little bit with that when it comes to them.
And why?
But this is a personal. Probably because I was told all my life that those people were nasty. Well, I mean, they are, but all people are nasty.
All people
are
nasty.
I shouldn't be like that. But, you know, when you program that way, it takes some work.
Why not drop your opinion like that?
I have, but sometimes when I don't pay attention to myself, it comes back. You know how you say that we should pay attention to ourselves all the time. I'm not, it's coming back. But when it's back, this thing at the back of my head is, oh, come on, Danny, every people nest, you know? And I'm like, yeah, okay, all of them. So
you sound like hate with the Italians.
Probably. And keep in mind, Russians are Slavic people, and you don't get more Slavic than me. So we're all the same color and almost the same language, and we always are going to find a reason to hate one another. It's not about the color.
That's amazing. Well, drop your feelings about it so you can be free. That doesn't make it right the way whatever's happening over there, but you can be free because the same spirit that's driving you is driving them as well.
Yes. And with that said, if I have but a moment, Mr. Peterson, you have a very interesting biblical question.
How can you change your future?
Where is the future?
Is that your answer?
No, my answer is, if you want to change your future, pay attention to yourself. But since you're always asking where is the future, I decided to ask you once for it.
I can't respond until Sunday.
I know, Mr. Peterson. And with that said, kind regards to the audience and your colleagues, Mr. Peterson, and God be with you, sir. You have a remarkable show, and you are amazing.
Thank you, man, and thank for your support, and thank for the little history lesson on Russia.
Absolutely. Good day, sir.
Good day. Good day, buddy. Amazing. The dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Amazing dream team. Super chat.
Anthony over on Cash App, Bond JLP, Cash App. Many good rap songs, but way too much crap rap. He says.
Too much crap rap.
Patrick O bought 5 coffees. Amber Rose, hashtag, returns to the fallen state. Amazing. Time to warm up some of that Punchy's coffee straight from the plantation and tune in.
Punchy coffee is delicious. If you've not had it yet, I highly recommend my own coffee. Can you imagine? Punchy got his own coffee. What the? I highly recommend you go to jesseleepeterson.com/jesseleepeterson.shop. They always changing things on me around here.
Terrible.
Like I'm supposed to remember all these changes. jesseleepeterson.shop and get your coffee and merch and everything. And even international for my friends overseas. You can now get the merch by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. Worldwide. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew on Friday. Kings for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1, Misty, Noah's Ark, Kansas. Thank you guys as always.
Groovy on a Monday afternoon. Groovy Monkey on a Monday afternoon. Well, I can wait too soon. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Nishi 72 over on IG during the church live stream, Rebuilding the Man on Instagram. Practice staying present.
There are two best things you can do for yourself. Two right things, best thing is number one, you must forgive. Go and forgive your mothers, men and women, all races, all economic status, whatever it may be, if you want to be free. And then practice staying present. Practice staying present. You need not obey the thoughts. Don't obey them. You don't have to. You are not required to obey thoughts. Isn't that amazing? So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Peter 80. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Peter. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
River Bacon, no message.
River Bacon. Nice. Mm. I never heard a name like that, but River Bacon with the coffee? Jesse Lee Peterson.shop.
And Kevin, for my Dodgers to hit 5 home runs tonight, yesterday. Let's go, boys in blue. Blue heart. Baseball emoji. Hashtag Dodgers Nation, says this guy.
Amazing.
And I'm not sure what they did, but right on. Thank you, Kevin, for the support.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. By the way, every dime that you buy the coffee, that you pay for the coffee, go back to my nonprofit. All right. Thank you.
And GA on X, the live stream on X. During church, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. He draws all men and women unto him, those that want to come. Amazing.
Gregory G.
Something wrong with the clock.
Oh.
We look like we should be on a break.
Indeed.
And the engineer is not paying attention to telling me.
I know what happened. Maybe. Kind of. I have a hint.
Let me take a break.
Okay.
We'll finish that when we come back.
Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
Two more hours to go. 888-775-3773. The hate news, not the fake news. The hate news. I'll be back in a moment.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The White House Correspondents Association nixed a black female from the correspondents' dinner to make fun of Trump and stuff like that after the White House criticized her prior comments on like a podcast. And that Myanmar earthquake, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, it looks like Myanmar. Myanmar, 1,700 confirmed dead, I hear, from that 7.7 earthquake and the 6-point-whatever aftershock and other aftershocks. 1,700 dead. And it also hurt people in Thailand. Wow. And Trump third term? Oh, hey, interesting. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, March 31st, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will get to your calls in the next hour. The White House Correspondents Association has canceled plans to have black female comedian Amber Ruffin, R-U-F-F-I-N. No relation to the Temptations guy that I know of, but maybe. Headline their annual fundraising dinner. The board's decision was announced after the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Taylor Budowich, took issue with comments she made on a podcast. Yet when the selection was announced in February, the White House Correspondents Association, WHCA, President Eugene Daniels had said that her talents were the ideal fit for this current political and cultural climate. Emmy nominated, that gal is, supposedly. And she's also on Comedy Nonsense Network. So what does that tell you? I'm not sure. That Myanmar earthquake, time is running out for rescue teams searching for survivors of that powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck the war-torn Myanmar. Remember, they have that civil war thing. On Friday, that thing hit. The first 72 hours after a quake are known as the golden window to find victims who are still alive under the rubble. At least 1,700 people been confirmed dead. However, experts say the true death toll could take weeks to emerge. The powerful tremblor caused widespread damage to buildings and infrastructure, communist buzzword, both in Myanmar and in Bangkok, Thailand. Wow. Situation is so devastating that the military junta issued a rare plea for help. The military junta is the military took over in Myanmar, FYI, prompting foreign aid and international rescue teams to head to Myanmar. So isn't that sweet? The world coming together to help the poor victims. Don't trust it. And Gaza, mess in Gaza. The Israeli military stepped up its renewed campaign against Hamas. Hamas launching deadly airstrikes in Gaza the first day of Eid al-Fitr. I think that is a Muslim holiday, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe. I don't know which type of holiday. Bombs struck a tent in a home housing displaced people in southern Gaza Sunday, killing at least 10, including children, they say. Rescuers in the enclave said that. So it's a big mess. More than a dozen aid workers also recovered from a mass grave. It's crazy, guys. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question. We dealt with what is evil at Fellowship yesterday. You can check that out by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Brand new biblical question. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? How? How now, brown cow? Amazing question. If you're busy running around anywhere in the world, you can be podcast the show and you can listen while the show is happening on your iPhone or iPad by going to the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Okay? Amazing. And it's Monday. Every Monday. We take all calls, but the ladies call first on Monday as they come in. Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I
had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Maybe. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Yeah.
We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Absolutely. I do a lot of counseling. Some of you know. My schedule is just booked with counseling. So if you do want counseling, family individual counseling, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND, or go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and set up an appointment around the world, and it's interesting. And I have lately, and not just lately, but recently, a while back, there are a lot of men who are now staying home and allowing their wives, the mother to their children, to go to work. And the men are staying home and saying that they're house dad or something. It is probably the most disgusting thing I ever heard or seen. But I understand that it's happening because human beings are lost their way. And I never imagined for a day, for a time, for a minute, that a man would allow a woman to convince him for any reason, unless he like totally crippled, cannot walk, cannot move, to stay home and pretend to be a house dad. Really? Talking about breaking the spiritual order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, that is it. It's getting worse, folks. And so I've been counseling with a lot of men that are in this situation, and I've not counseled with one man yet. That doesn't mean it's not out there, that has said that it's a pretty situation. Every man that I've counseled with in this situation have talked about how bad it is. They're unhappy. And even the woman is really unhappy, but her ego won't let her stop. And the men are too weak to make her stay home. But of lately, and I don't know why this did not occur to me, but it didn't. I guess because no one has really taken that for and explained to me what was going on. And what I'm finding out is that a lot of men, not just one or two or three, and I've talked to several men like this recently, a lot of these men are staying home and pretending to be house dad or stay-at-home parent and all that crap, which is totally out of order. And it will not, ain't not, never going to work. But they're doing it. But what I didn't know, and hadn't occurred to me, that there are men who are literally staying home and pretending to be the housewife 5 years, 10 years, and sometimes even more. And the woman is going to work. And the woman going to work, according to everyone I've talked to, is making her bitter and nasty and revengeful and evil to the core. She hates the man that gives in to staying home and letting her go to work. She hates it so bad that she cannot give it up. Isn't that amazing? And he's too weak because every year he gets weaker and weaker. He can't make her stop. He's in a situation where he believes he can't even get out of. And it's pitiful, folks. And to hear these stories are absolutely pitiful. I had no idea it was this bad. I'm not making this up. I had no idea it was this bad. Because I didn't realize, hadn't realized that men stay home for years. I thought it was just a fly-by-night kind of thing. And they realize it's not going to work and they change it. But that's not true. I've been talking to and counseling with men who stay home for years. And while being home, the woman have bought, some women have bought homes. Some women have put the homes in some of the children's name or her mother name, and not even put the father name on the home thing at all as ownership of the home, part ownership. Some women have taken the money that she makes, put it in the bank, and keep the man far away from her. He can't even get money from the bank. His name is not on it. She would put her mother's name on it before she put his name on it. And then, and so years go by, and sometimes, in some cases, this woman owned one or two homes, right? And the man has nothing. And then time goes by, and it's time for a breakup, because all these relationships tend to break up at some point. The man has nothing. Zero. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't own property. His name is not on the bank account or anything. And when the woman goes to court, her first thing is to make, and not only that, she's turned the children away from him, in spite of him being home to raise them. She tells the court how bad he is and falsely accuses him, and he still loses his children. And the man ended up crying. He ended up crying in a bad situation. And so they're like, Jesse, what should I do? And I tell them this. Now, do what you want, but here's what I highly recommend, but it's always on you to do what you want. If you're in that situation, you stay at home to be a house dad, baby. And you're in a situation where she built all this stuff and kept your name off in it, and now she want to leave you and you have nothing, take her to court. And in the same way that women uses the system to take the man money, to take his house, to take everything, you do the same thing. you insist on spousal support, in this case, husband support. You want money for your children. You want money for you. You want, if they force the court, her to sell the house, you want part of the home, but you definitely want your name on the house, and you have part owner of the house, or she has to sell the house and give you money from the house. All right? Take her mama off it and put your name on it. I'm encouraging you guys, and then to file for your children. When you file for a divorce, file for your children. And use the system in the same way the woman would use the system against you. One guy said to me, but won't I be a beta if I did that? I'm like, you're already a beta. What the? You're already a beta. You stay home 10 or 15 years, 20 years being a house mom. You're already a beta. So you might well be a beta that she's taking care of now that she wanted to divorce you. She refused to put your name on anything so you can get back on your feet. So, guys, do what you want. First of all, you should not be a house mom or dad or whatever you want to call it. It's a beta thing. It's not what men were created to do. Men were not created to follow. They were created to lead, right? So you never should follow a woman. Every time you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. And because you listen to the woman, she made you stay home, you're suffering. So go to court when they want a divorce or whatever. Ask for spousal support. That's what they ask for, and that's what the court gives them. Ask for support for the children. Ask for everything that you all have acquired during the marriage. Ask for half of that. All right? Use the court against the woman in the same way they use it against you. Just don't be angry. And don't be worried about being a beta. You're already a beta, so you might well be a beta all the way. And then get back on your feet. Eventually get on your feet. But don't let her make you stay home for 10, 15, 20 years. And then she want to leave and take everything. And anyway, if a woman is not putting your name on the house, you're staying home being a beta, and she's not putting your name on the house with her name, that should make you suspicious anyway. Why would you stay in a situation like that? But it is bad, folks. I had no idea. The suffering that these men are going through as a result of staying home and calling themselves a house dad. Who told you that was okay to do that? And these guys are miserable. And the woman is miserable, too, because she hates this weak man who agreed to stay home and let her go to work. She hates him. And she treat these kind of men like donkey dong. They treat them bad because they hate them. They hate them. So, yes, men, you can go to court and use the system against the woman in the same way she used it against you. Just don't be angry. And another thing, my producer gave me this in dealing with this. I had no idea that, according to CBS News, where this is report is from CBS News, nearly 1 in 5 stay-at-home parents are now quote-unquote dads. According to new data from the Pew Research Center, the group found 18% of stay-at-home parents were fathers in 2021, up from 11% in 1989. Watch this from CBS.
Well, this is a fascinating story that Errol and I have been discussing all morning. New data shows that nearly 1 in 5 stay-at-home parents are dads.
Are you surprised? Do you expect that result? Mm. Well, Pew Research Survey analysis says in 2021, 18% of at-home parents were fathers, which is up 11%
since
1989. Meanwhile, the overall rate of parents who don't work has been steady. In 1989, 17% of parents didn't work, while in 2021, that was 18%.
So fascinating how it hasn't changed how many parents are staying at home, but the division of labor has changed.
Isn't that, like, amazing? It's like something as a man and as a woman, you don't need others to tell you. It's like it's in you. It's built in you to know. What happened to that? It's built in you guys to know you're not supposed to stay home unless it's an extreme, unusual situation. You can't walk. You're sick. You can't move. You got no other choice, right? But no other choice, right? But it's built in you to sweat by your brow as a result of listening to the woman. You got to go to work. And rejecting the father, turning away from the father. And women got to stay home and suffer in childbearing. She got to have pain at home making the babies. I don't know how you convince yourself that you should stay home or let a woman or anybody convince you as a man, a male, that you stay home and let the woman go to work. And then you see how much she hates you for it, and you still stay. I want to give you a quick example of a so-called stay-at-home dad. Here's a clip of a stay-at-home dad daily routine from TikTok.
Howdy. Welcome back to my morning routine as a stay-at-home dad. It's wonderful Monday morning, and it's also MLK Day, so I know some people have the day off, but hey, as a stay-at-home dad, my job never stops. So I get the day rolling with our normal routine, but today the kids weren't interested in listening to Tony's. Instead, they just wanted to play with some of their animal toys. It was time to feed Belle, and then we decided what was for breakfast. So we got it rolling, and we threw in some turkey bacon, some eggs, scrambled those bad boys up. It always feels good to kickstart the week on a good note. And I love our Monday mornings together. So I got both of them dressed. Then it was my turn to tackle Charlie's hair since mom was still getting ready for the day.
No.
Can I just do half up, half down? Or do you want me to try and do a braid? You want me to try and do a braid? Okay.
You know how to do a braid.
I know how to do a braid.
You got it?
What do you think? Want to see the braid? Boom! I'm strong! Braid!
She was so cute this morning, I didn't even have to start her affirmations. She decided to hop up on the sink and just start screaming them at the mirror. She is definitely her mama's daughter. She's so confident, and I love it. I love seeing how much she's just like her mama.
So what's the difference in that and a transgender? What's the difference? Affirmation. What the? I'm blown away. Look, he's so proud of it, and I promise you his wife hates him. Women hate weak men. I don't care what you say. Women hate needy, catering, weak men. They hate him. So not only are you miserable stay-at-home pretending to be the wife and the mother, the wife is resenting you that you're allowing that to happen. That you're allowing it to happen. And so it's nothing but chaos. That doesn't even look right there. Because it's not normal. I had no idea. I knew there were men that were calling themselves that and doing it, but I didn't know it was this bad. Here's how the rest of this guy's day went. From TikTok.
Drop some coffee. It was time to head outside and do a little walk around the neighborhood. Then we headed home to play around in the front yard for a little bit. Then it was time to head inside and finish up a little bit more chores before Clay goes down for his nap. And let me tell you, this little man can help so much. Woo-hoo. He catches on to everything right now and just wants to do exactly what I'm doing. So really, he's just a little mini me that helps me with what he can. So we wrapped up with the laundry, and then it was time to head into Clay's room, put some of his clothes away, and then put him down for his midday nap. And let me tell you, he was worn out. That was our Monday morning routine.
Like father, like son, huh? Just think of the type of example he's showing to his son and daughter. What a mess, huh? A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. He's created a beta son. And then the beta son got to have a beta son. And it goes on and on. Wherever happened to that order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, and woman over children? You're supposed to overcome, folks. Work on you. This is not good. It's never going to work. One other quick example of a so-called stay-at-home father. Here's another example from TikTok.
My husband is a stay-at-home daddy, and I'm the sole income provider to my family, but our roles are equally as demanding. Our kids only go to school for 3.5 hours a day, so this is what he gets done during that time frame. We have 6 beautiful kiddos, 6 and under, along with 8 pets, so there is a lot of laundry to be done, but unfortunately, our dryer broke, and we've been waiting on a part from insurance for a month. So he hit up the laundromat before grabbing me a few things I had asked for at Publix. He came home and tried to record the haul, but it didn't stick, and that's okay. We'll give him some grace because he doesn't record often. It was also trash and recycling day, so he brought in all of those bins before walking the dogs in sub-freezing temperatures. Senior girlies go first. They are 14, 10, and 10, and then the puppies go. Once he's back inside, it's straight to baby girl's nursery to lower her crib mattress because she can kind of peer over the edge and she likes to wave at you, and I want no accidents. And then it was time to break out our Dreamy H12 Pro, and my floors are nice and shiny. And then he was like, there's no way this can work on the Cheerios and milk the baby girl had dumped over. And I said, yes, I can. And look at this in real time. He's mailing off a package to my best friend and their 2 kiddos. My son, Rowan, thinks he is dating the daughter, so he wanted to sign his name special. And then he's showing us the things that he has collected for baby girl for Valentine's Day and her Valentine's. He said she not only needed 1, but 2 bows. Okay, can you tell she's wrapped around his finger?
That's amazing. Amazing. It's sad, folks. This is hell on earth. This is what it looked like. You're afraid of going to hell, you're already in hell. This is not good, really. And this woman that narrated, she's so happy, and yes, she's so unhappy. She cried at night because her man is weak. What has happened? And here's how the rest of his day went.
Now you're going to see my husband get upset at me, which he rarely does, but he saw the cat litter and the things that I got the kitties to integrate them inside, and he knows it's going to be quite an undertaking with our 5 dogs, so, you know, I understand. I left this picture out for him to look at that one of our twins had made at the gym childcare, and it literally has every member of our family. I could not. He hung it up so our child would know just how proud we are of them, and then he is opening up our monthly What Up Nutrition order of supplements before filling up the kiddos' probiotic waters. He's prepping their lunches. Never hurts to have a good peanut butter and jelly on hand. We turn them into Uncrustables, and then we save the crust to make as croutons in the air fryer. So easy, so simple. And for snack later, he is prepping cookies. He sat down to do his devotional, and hopefully he said an extra prayer for me because, as you can see, he's over it, okay? All right, Daddy, you did a wonderful job. He's off to run carpool. Bye.
Amazing. How did you allow women to make such a mockery of you? Think about that. And men don't even feel like doing that kind of work. It's not natural. It's unnatural. It's natural for women to do that kind of work because it's been given to them by God to do that. It's unnatural. Men don't feel like doing all that. It's not. He's out working and doing rough work, hard work. That's what he's naturally built for. Why did you allow women to make such a mockery of you? This woman narrating that thing, talking about her husband, I guess her husband, she's making a mockery of him. She's making a mockery of him. Really. And that's what women do to men, weak men. They make a mockery of you. They're laughing at you when they're with their little girlfriends. They are not liking you at all. It's bad for her ego, and she loves it. This is evil. This is not good. It's not good for the wife, and it's not good for the children, especially for the children. If the father is the light of the family, and he's in the house being of darkness, how is that going to help the children? What will the children think as they're growing up, and they see the father being the mother and not the father being the father, and the mother pretending to be the father? This woman that's narrating this, she's all getting you about it, but she hates the weakness of the man. She's telling you what he's doing for her. How did this happen? Well, I understand human hearts are evil. That's how it happened. And I understand it started at home with his mother. The woman is truly his God. And you seem like excited to be feminine. It's sad. It's not even funny, really. You're looking at evil, pure evil on earth. You think about going to hell, you're already in hell. I want you to watch this female. It's female, my name. Then I'll get to your calls. I want you to watch this female actor. How dumb she is. She need a man to lead her. Or because women are 100% responsible for overcoming their own hell, the man is not responsible to make her overcome. She and only she can take responsibility for that. So it's on her. Watch this from Ed, a so-called multimillionaire celebrity, Cynthia Erivo, says her life is hard because we don't affirm her chosen pronouns, them. Watch this from X.
It isn't easy. None of it is. Waking up and choosing to be yourself, proclaiming a space belongs to you when you don't feel welcomed. Teaching people on a daily basis how to address you and dealing with the frustration of reteaching people a word that has been in the human vocabulary since the dawn of time. They, them. Words used to describe pedantically two or more people, poetically, a person who is simply more.
And the people applauded. The people applauded that. It didn't make any sense at all. Zero sense. And they applauded it. Now you want to know what hell looked like? Those are just examples right there. But it gets worse. Men and women, boys and girls, you can overcome hell. You really, really, you're not stuck. Unless you want to be stuck. This is hell on earth. You have peace on earth. But you got to work on you. The women are 100% responsible for working on themselves. And men are 100% responsible for working on themselves. And 100% responsible for the woman. But not in the way that you think you're responsible for her. Not in the way you think you respond. Not at all in the way you think you are. But as you work on yourself, you'll see, men, how you should be working with the woman. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. What a mess.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. We got to tell the truth. And it's the truth that changes and defeats the lie. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You gotta think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, it's your fault. I wanna show you what evil look like. They have nothing else to offer. A battle between good and evil is not physical, folks. It's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's about good versus evil. Amazing, huh? Quick announcement. Number one, this Thursday at 7 p.m., it is the first Thursday of April already. What? Now, you got to get your taxes in, too. But this Thursday is men's forum for men only at 7 p.m. every first Thursday of the month for men only at 7 p.m. And a nice surprise for you. You know I do cameos, right? Shout out. Personal cameos for you. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout out, encouragement shout out, congratulations shout outs will come the 1st of April. Cameo has a special sale going on. A special from April the 1st for a whole week. So hurry. No, it's not April Fool. It's real. A sale on Cameo videos are only $20. Whatever the shout out might be, the Cameo videos are only $20. Starting the 1st of April. And hurry, don't walk. It ends on Friday. So get your shout outs in. I do them myself. And again, check out Punchy's Coffee. It's delicious. Every dime goes back to my nonprofit. So when you buy the coffee, not only are you getting an amazing flavor, you get to help the nonprofit, to help us, to help others. Punchy's Coffee roasts are here. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And to the people overseas, worldwide, we can now ship overseas the merch. You can order the merch by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. We're on Cameo. I mean, we're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Support, like, follow, comment. Let me go to Susan, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Susan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm glad I got through. I love your show.
I'm glad you got through, too. Thank you.
I just wanted to call as, like, a testament to... I know a lot of people say that these days that if you walk away from God, that you were never saved in the first place, and that's so untrue. Like, God gives us the will to do what we want, you know what I mean? If we want to serve and obey, we serve and obey, and if we want to, you know, end up where we want to end up, he'll let us go.
Amazing.
And like I always say, I grew up in a Christian home, and I was saved when I was about 21, and I got married, and it's a good thing I was saved and had given my life to Christ before I was married, or I wouldn't have made it through, you know?
Are you still married?
No, I'm divorced.
So you were saved, quote unquote, before you got married?
Before I got married, yeah. I'd given my life to Christ. I'd been baptized. He washed away my sins. You know what's funny is I did what you teach. Now, you teach it in a different way, like the way that you say it, you know, it's totally different. Because, like, if I'd have heard you say, man, it's a woman's fault or whatever, I'm like, that dude's crazy, you know? but when I got saved, like, because I had divorced parents, and so there were issues, you know? And I had, like, hate in my heart. And I had rebelled as a teenager, right, because of remarriage with them, you know, and not being accepted as a stepdaughter and stuff. And I rebelled from that. And so I started smoking pot and drinking and stuff. And finally I came to my senses, you know, because God was always there, even though I was doing dumb stuff, you know. And so I knew that when I was saved that I had to let go of that. Like, I can't even tell you the hate that I felt in my heart. It just was such resentment and bitterness. And I knew that I didn't want to live that way, you know? And I also knew, just being raised in it, that God doesn't forgive you if you don't forgive other people.
That's for sure.
And God can't forgive you if you can't forgive yourself either, you know
what
I mean?
That's for sure.
Like, You can't grow if you're living in guilt, whether it's guilt from what somebody else did or what, you know, was brought upon in your life because of what you did. Like, you got to forgive all the way around. And churches don't teach. I thank God every day that I was raised right, that I was raised in the truth of the word, because my life would have turned out so different if not.
And so why did you divorce?
A lot of stuff. He was in church when we got married, but before we were together, you know, I was young. I got married when I was about 25. And
did you obey your husband?
I would say that I wanted that, you know what I mean? Like, even before I got married, I would not turn off a sermon that talked about marriage. I'd listen to it because I wanted to go into marriage the right way.
And did you obey your husband?
I mean, I don't know. So I would say that how you talk about emotions, and I did not have a handle on my emotions, I can tell you that. But, like, he ended up in drugs and wasn't home and wouldn't hold down a job. And I told him, I said, however long we're married, I will never work outside this home, because my job, my duty to the Lord is to be at home with these children and teach them about the Lord.
And did you obey your husband?
I mean, I don't even know how to answer that, because all that I can tell you is that whole marriage was despair and turmoil, and I did a lot of crying out to the Lord to just keep me strong. I can say to you that he would come in the door and from work, and then he would eat, and then he would leave again. I can't even say that there was even a relationship.
And so did you obey your husband?
Did I get mouthy? I'll tell you what, I learned sarcasm in that first marriage real well.
How many times have you been married?
Couple.
What?
A couple. So.
And so did you obey your husband?
I mean, I don't know. I can say that I tried. I mean, I can say yes, in the sense that, okay, like how he fell away from church, right? He didn't want nothing to do with God, and he got to the point calling me names and don't harp on me and this and that. So I just got to the point where I became silent. You don't want nothing to do with God, I ain't going to push it. I'm just going to raise these kids. And
how many children do you have?
Three.
By your first husband or a second?
Yeah, by the first husband, yeah.
And so did you obey your husband?
The first one?
Did you obey your husband?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I tried, I don't know.
Yes,
all
you
that
do.
I can tell you is that whole
you
situation
know if
was
you
a mess.
Obeyed or not.
I tried. I tried to be a biblical wife, is all that I can say. And I tried to.
And so did you obey your
hold
husband?
Hold the family together. I tried.
Did you?
I would say sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't. But the thing is he didn't try to lead. You know what I mean? And he was never home. So what's to obey?
But why
when the man's not even there?
If you're a Christian woman, as you said, and you love the Lord, why does he have to try to lead in order for you to obey?
Well, that's God's order for him to lead.
But is this order that you should obey, too?
Yeah, definitely.
But God didn't say, well, woman, if he doesn't lead, don't you obey? He didn't tell you not to obey if he doesn't lead. And if you were so a Christian, why didn't you obey whether he would lead or not?
But I'm not saying I didn't. What I can say about that marriage
did you obey?
Is he was never there.
And did you obey?
I think it was more of it wasn't anything that it should have been. It was the most messed up a marriage that anybody could have except for what I was putting in.
And did
you
obey?
Anything that I put in, he wouldn't give in return.
And did you obey?
You know what? I would say, you know what? I just got to thinking about something. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No. I can think of a time where my dad paid for a Christian seminar for he and I to go to. And we went, and I got stuff out of that. And I laid myself down. And I gave it all to God at that point. I said, you know what? I'm going to do what that man said in that seminar. And I did. And the only thing that happened is I did my part. His part lasted about 2 days. And there we are back to where we started.
But
I ended up pregnant because I was sexually intimate with him, right? Obeying what I thought I should, what came out of that seminar, and then I end up pregnant, and he ends up not wanting to be a father to the third child.
And so how did you feel later knowing you were difficult for him to deal with? Even though you're supposed to have been a Christian, you were still difficult to deal with. How do you feel about that?
I feel that I've learned from that, and I'm not going to deny that I was difficult to deal with, but
right.
I also tried
did
to do
you-
a lot of the
Did
right
you,
thing.
Did you apologize to him for being difficult?
I doubt it. I mean, I'm sure during the marriage things happened. Now, when we got divorced, no, there was no apology. There was just getting out because it was time to go.
Did you apologize to him for being difficult?
I mean, I don't know. We're talking, this is 10 years ago.
How come
you
don't, you know everything about him, but you don't know nothing about you? Did you apologize to him for being difficult?
I'm sure that during the marriage, different arguments, there were apologies.
Did you apologize?
And I know that there were, but as far as when the divorce ended, was there an apology? No.
Did you apologize to your husband, especially with you being a Christian, did you apologize to your husband for being difficult?
No.
And why not?
I don't know.
Why not? Why not? No, you didn't do it. You know you didn't do it.
No, what's I mean, up? there's a difference between apology during an argument and an outright apology for something as a whole.
Why didn't you apologize to your husband for being difficult?
I would say that I felt like I had a right to be difficult because that was my only defense.
Really? You think
was my my words were my only defense to him.
So how are you expected to obey him when you are difficult?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. I learned a lot from that marriage that you have to, because even though I had gotten a grasp on my emotions from, like, you know, what my parents had done and stuff like that, you go into a whole different arena when you're in a marriage. And you have to fight off other emotions.
So let me ask, you got married a second time, right?
Yeah.
And so knowing how difficult it was for you as a kid to have a step-parent, mm-hmm. why did you bring a step-parent into your children's life?
You know, I thought that, well, I had, my stepfather was loving. My stepmother was not. I honestly thought that I could bring somebody into my kid's life like my stepdad was to me, you know? It didn't work out that way.
Of course it didn't. And did you apologize to the second husband for being difficult?
I am going to have to say that I learned a lot from that first marriage. And with this man, he was a few years younger than me. And he wanted to argue all the time, and I always refused. I was always the one, like, and you've got to get a handle on your emotions.
But did you apologize to him for being, the second husband, for being difficult?
I mean, if there was ever a time, yeah.
Did you apologize?
As a whole, when the marriage ended, no, I did not apologize.
Amazing.
As a whole.
Did you obey the second husband?
Oh, I mean, I definitely, there is definitely, yeah. But the thing is that during that marriage, too, I tried to get him to he would tell me, he's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what to do? You did it in the beginning of the marriage. Now you're refusing to do it.
But you already knew he didn't know what to do. That's why you married a younger man. You wanted to control him.
No, that's not true.
Why did you marry a younger man then?
I mean, the other guy I was married to was my age, and this guy seemed like he had it together. He was raised at a Christian home, and I mean, I just thought it was a better decision.
No, you didn't. You knew you'd become his mama. You could control him.
No, his stepmom controlled him. I didn't even have to try.
I know.
I guarantee you that.
But between the stepmom and you, it was a war because both of y'all were trying to control him.
No, I didn't want to control. I actually warned him that's what type of stepmother she was to him. Is that she tried to control the marriage and everything. It's like, I don't want nothing to do with that.
But why did you marry a younger man? And you needed an older man to guide you. You didn't even obey the first older man. You knew you were not going to obey a younger man.
This guy actually seemed very mature, and I took modest.
You knew very quickly, very fast, that he was not going to be able to lead you. You became the mama, and he became the boy.
That's not the role that I wanted. I mean,
well, then why did you marry a younger man then?
That's what I meant. Like, I don't know. I mean,
how much younger was he?
Like 10 years.
Whoa.
But the thing is,
you married a young man 10 years younger. What?
The thing is, though, you is I knew wasn't he even were like,
not, uh-uh.
No,
you knew
I
he
wasn't
was
even,
not that mature.
I wasn't even attracted to him like that. It was just like friendship at first, and then it just became that. And like, I even told him I wanted to break up. Okay, like I'm like, look, I'm done. I can't do this no more.
Did you have you apologize to him for being difficult?
No, and that's where all the anger comes in.
Why you don't admit you're wrong?
I mean, I admit my wrongs the marriage.
You haven't gone to them and apologized, I was wrong. Why not? And you're supposed to be this heavy Christian. You love the Lord.
Yeah, but the thing is that now I could say that with the second one, I could definitely apologize for, because at the end of the marriage, he was very hateful. A lot came out, and I'm like, what did I marry?
You drove
him
crazy.
So we're getting a divorce? No, that ain't the truth.
He was the one driving. He married mama.
No, he was the one driving everybody else crazy.
Because he was 10 years younger.
But me and my children had to change everything about our lifestyles just to live in the same household. We had to be quiet as a mouse. I mean,
that was your
fault.
It was
horrible.
That was your fault. You married somebody 10 years younger than you, and they were not the children's father. And you had already been disobedient to the father of the children. What do you expect?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I was disobedient. Like, when you got somebody who's out on drugs and stuff like that, that has like, that nothing ain't my
to
fault.
Do, that's nothing to do with you being obedient, though. You are responsible for you and the way you treat others,
yeah,
not
I
someone else.
I understand that. I understand that. And I tried very hard in that marriage to be responsible for myself. And believe me, I prayed. I read my Bible. I tried my hardest with him. I'm not saying I didn't make mistakes
in
that, but
this.
Did I do things that were intentional towards him? No, I did not.
Yeah, right.
Nor did I with the second one. I didn't. I
Let
didn't.
Me ask you
I've
this.
Never tried to have an evil heart towards a husband.
But you did.
If I did, it wasn't on purpose.
Not if I did, you did.
I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that I don't have evil in me because I know.
Did
that,
you have like, an evil heart toward your husband's?
I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that because
why can't
that
you
can
answer
is,
the truth? How will you ever be free if you don't admit it to yourself?
I'm not saying that sometimes emotions didn't get the better of me
did
and
you
that
have
I didn't
an evil
react.
Heart toward your husband's.
I'm not saying that I didn't react, but
did you have an evil heart toward your husband?
If it was evil, it was unintentional. That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between doing somebody wrong on purpose and like I was done wrong on purpose.
But you did
and actually
wrong
trying
on purpose,
to be
too.
A good person.
Did you have an evil heart toward your husband?
So here's one thing that I could say about that is that
how about
is
yes?
That when I became well, yeah, but when I became a Christian, I surrendered to God. Like, I'm
no,
not just trying to go out and live an evil life. I'm
I
trying
know you're
to
not,
learn.
I know that. I know you're not trying, but you were.
And I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that even when we try to live in Christ, that the opposite can come out. But that doesn't mean
you
that you are intentional. Because it doesn't mean that you're intentionally trying
admit,
to be evil to somebody.
Why can't you admit you were evil toward your husbands and you never obeyed either one of them? Why can't you just admit that?
Because I'm not.
Why?
Because there are times in marriages where men are very wrong.
What they have to do with you?
Very wrong.
What does that have to do with you?
Now, does that mean that I'm supposed to react in a certain way or
yes.
not react at all? Yes, that absolutely means that.
But and the
now,
reason you did because you're evil.
No, I did a whole lot of times.
Are
were
you
there times,
evil?
Were
are you
there
evil?
Times, were there times that I didn't? Yes, there were times I didn't. Would are that you, be evil? Yes, that would be evil because I let Satan control the situation. So
Susan,
definitely that is evil.
Susan, because of time, are you evil?
We're all evil. Of course I'm evil. I'm
Susan,
wretched. The
I didn't
Bible
ask,
says I'm wretched.
Susan, I didn't ask you about we all. I'm asking you, are you evil?
The Bible says me as an individual, because the Bible speaks to us as individuals,
Susan,
says I'm a wretched,
Susan,
wretched, filthy rag. Yes.
Are you evil?
Yes, I'm evil.
Susan, why don't you drop your anger? You still have it. Why don't you drop it?
I am absolutely, that is why I called, to say that after that second marriage, I gave up and
hold
I gave
on, Susan.
In.
Hold on, Susan. 888-775-3773. When I come back, folks, straight to your call. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. Violent spring weather, police suicides in like the Houston area, I believe. It was reported the other week, and it's making headlines to this day, national headlines. And Marine Le Pen has been smeared, convicted, and barred in French court, barred from holding office. Something about embezzlement or something. Marine Le Pen, supposedly far-right woman, politician gal. And rest in peace to actor Richard Chamberlain. He died at the tender age of 90 years old. 90. And $328 million is what the military spent, Trump's military, on securing our border. Money well spent the first 6 weeks. And Greenland, there's still drama. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, March 31st, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Okay, hang tight. It is Hate News, Not Fake News. President Trump once again floated the idea of seeking a third term in office, reiterating that he is not joking. The 22nd Amendment of the Constitution forbids such action, so claims Commie Nonsense, noting no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, supposedly. Yet, in a telephone interview with NBC News Sunday, Trump claimed a lot of people want him to do it. Indeed, we do. When asked if there were strategies on the table for such a run, he said, there are methods which you could do it. Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles, O-G-L-E-S, has already introduced legislation to change the text of the 22nd Amendment to allow a president who serves non-consecutive terms to serve a third four-year term. Cool. Repealing or changing the 22nd Amendment would require two-thirds of the House and Senate and ratification by three-quarters of the states, so claims Commie Nonsense, like they're so American. Extreme weather, violent spring weather hit the central United States on Sunday, yesterday, causing at least two deaths, they say, in addition to intense thunderstorms and golf ball-sized hail. Wow. The volatile weather system spawned tornadoes in Arkansas, Michigan, and Missouri. Nearly 500,000 homes and businesses also lost power. Thunderstorms expected to sweep eastward by tonight, nearly 100 million people in the East Coast will be dealing with a severe weather threat. So watch out, people. Damaging wind gusts are forecast in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic to the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, may see strong winds as well. Hail, too, and even possible tornadoes. So be careful. A cluster of suicides has hit Harris County Sheriff's Office in Houston over the past 6 weeks. Three of the four deaths occurred within just a single week. Wow. Two of the deputies had retired from the force. A third officer left the force last December, and a fourth officer was currently working in the department. According to an expert in police stress, law enforcement officers are 54% more likely to die from suicide, meaning commit suicide, and die successfully, right, than workers in other professions on average, in part due to repeated exposure to trauma, they say. In an effort to give comfort and combat the stigma of seeking help, the department's wellness unit is checking with the HCSO deputies and holding an outreach event at the county courthouse. What a mess, huh? Terrible. A Paris court found Marine Le Pen guilty today in an embezzlement case, using European Parliament money to pay staff who were, in fact, working for her national rally party. So she's currently a member of the French Parliament. She was banned from running for political office. The court has not said how long. It's the first I've heard about it. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. My brand new biblical question for this week. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? Amazing. How can you change your future? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing, you can be listening to a show. You can podcast anywhere in the world, in the whole round world. And if you're a flat earther, in the whole flat world, you can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing. You can podcast, but you could be listening on your iPhone, iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday that we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Susan. I had to put on hold. We ran out of time there from our first time call out of Michigan. So, Susan, you're married twice. You never obey either one of your husband, right?
Okay. It is a continual thing. Just like obeying God is a continual thing. Sometimes we obey, sometimes we disobey, or sometimes we just disobey altogether. So I would say to your question of disobeying or obeying a husband would be the same as God. First of all, a marriage is, you know, a reflection of God's way, right? You know, so, you know, Christ and everything like that.
Susan, so, you said that you gave up. And you gave in with your second husband, right?
No, I'm saying at the divorce. I'm saying when the divorce, going through the divorce and when it was finalized.
So you gave up and gave in when the divorce happened?
No, well, yeah, into.
Well, that's not obeying your husband. What the?
Well, no, I'm saying when the divorce was over, I'm saying that. That so I gave it to Satan, yes, because of, like, life.
But, Susan, let me ask, because of time, Why didn't you obey your husband? You were a Christian. Why didn't you obey them, and why did you make it difficult for them?
Well, I think that two people can make it difficult for each other, for
no,
one.
I asked you, why did you?
I mean, I think the only way that I could answer that would be if I were making it difficult, it was because it was being made difficult for me.
So why did you make it difficult for your husbands, your ex-husbands?
I mean, I guess one way that could be answered would be whatever emotions are on the inside of me or whatever bad behaviors are on the inside of me, and they come out. And I think that there's a lot of times we have things living on the inside of us that we don't even know are there.
How long you been a Christian?
And then they come out.
How long you been a Christian?
25 years.
And why haven't you dropped your anger?
I did at first when I became a Christian, but like I said, I got married and then it burst like a different thing. You know what I mean? It's like it's totally
Susan,
different.
Why
I think that you've always got to fight
why
it off.
Why haven't you dropped your anger?
Like after that divorce is when I really became an angry person.
No, you were already an angry person before the divorce. You were already angry when he met you. You didn't become angry as a result of him. You were already that way. Why haven't you dropped your anger?
That's one thing I'm trying to work on. I can tell you that when you decide that you're going to totally give in to anger and resentment and bitterness, that you know, all that goes together, that it births like other sin. And you become not only angry about what situation you had, but you become angry at everything around you.
Of course.
And people that don't even know you.
How do you feel knowing that you have hurt, destroyed your children with your anger?
The last 2.5 years, I have shown my children things that I never did before. I showed them a different side of me that I didn't even know I could be. A bad, angry. It's still good to my kids, right? I love my children with all my heart. But I've learned a lot in the past couple of years that when you let anger reside in you and take over you, God lets you. God says, okay, you spent all those years walking with me, and you're choosing a different path, and I'm not just going to let you right back in. And you say, God will let you suffer in your hell, and it's so true.
And why haven't you apologized to your children for destroying them?
Oh, I have. I have apologized to them.
You told them you were wrong?
Oh, definitely.
And what did they say?
Definitely. I mean, I don't know. It's like I've been even letting my kids listen to you and listen to them say about what you say about, like, the woman is evil and stuff like that. And I have points where I agree and disagree biblically with that, but I'm not saying I totally disagree with you, because I believe that, you know, Eve did sin, but I believe that God blames Adam for that sin because Adam is man.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't blame Adam for Eve's sin. He blamed Adam for listening to Eve, not for what Eve did. Not at all. God does not blame Adam for what Eve did. God blamed Adam for what he done. Is to listen to the woman. He said, because you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. He didn't say because Eve did what she did. I don't know why people keep trying to protect Eve.
But doesn't the Bible say that sin came into this world, though, through Adam, not Eve?
Because Adam listened to the... Adam was the one that was close to the Father, and he was of love, and Eve was close to Adam. So when Adam listened to the woman, the sin that was in her would pass on to him. He turned away from the father. Is it true that all women are evil?
I mean, yeah, and if you look at it through the perspective of what you say about Eve, I don't disagree with that. And I even know, like, in a relationship with my kids, that there's forgiveness that
how old
they're
are your
have
children?
To deal with towards me.
I know. How old are your children?
They're teenagers.
Okay. And have you kept them away from their father?
I wouldn't. No, I would say more so that I have protected them. Like,
so
they were, when
so
they
you
were,
kept them away from their father.
No,
why
I'm
would
not
going
to say that. When they were
you
smaller,
won't say
would,
anything that you
no,
wrong.
Because when they were smaller, he would say that he was going to come and he wouldn't show up. And I would tell them and they would be disappointed and sad. And so I got to the point where I would allow him to make plans with me, but I wouldn't tell them just so they weren't hurt, you know, that he didn't show up.
But that's not a reason for you to keep the children away from their father.
I wouldn't say that I kept them away.
Yes, you have. How will you be?
I even encourage, like, I don't speak to him, but I encourage especially my oldest because he is trying to win him over to Christ, his father over to Christ.
He can't win nobody over to Christ. He needs to forgive you for keeping him away from his father. And forgive his father for not protecting him from you.
Well, I mean, if you ask me as an adult, I think that he needs to protect himself from his father. I mean,
have
the
you
kid's 19 now.
Because of time, have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I definitely, yeah. But I would say that where there are things that need to be forgiven again would be with my father. But I know that that's hurting a relationship too.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you go and tell her you forgive her for what she done to you?
That was a whole lot of years ago, and I don't know that I did, but I forgave her in my heart.
Susan, have you gone to your mother and told her you forgive her for what she done to you?
I don't think I did, but if I did,
Susan, how come you don't know anything? You know everything about everybody else. You know everything about everybody else. You know everything about everybody. Susan, you know if you went and forgave your mother or not.
No, I'm saying in my heart I forgave her. I don't know if I went to her and actually said that.
Have you
gone,
Susan?
That was like 20 something years ago.
Susan, have you gone to
that? I put it away.
Susan, have you gone to your mother and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I don't know, but if I didn't, it was because I didn't want to make her feel bad because I feel that she was abused,
Susan,
when she was little, and so she put stuff on me. But as far as forgiving her, I forgave her in my heart.
Did God tell you
to
forgive her in the heart, or did he tell you to go to her and forgive her?
Well, I think there's different... The Bible talks about different things, about if you offend somebody,
Susan,
you're supposed to go to them.
Susan, one more time. Did God tell you to go to her and forgive her, or do it in your heart?
I don't know. I have to, like, go back and research scripture.
No, you don't. You know, Susan. Susan, you won't admit to anything concerning you. How will you be free?
I'm not saying that I'm not admitting to anything.
You're
to
not
me.
Admitting
to
everything
lie.
You don't know. I don't know if I forgave her. I don't know if
I know
obeyed
I forgave
my husband.
Her. I don't know if
I don't
ever
know.
Said that.
I don't know
no.
if I forgave
were,
my
husband. No,
I don't know
were,
if I obeyed my husband. I don't
there
know.
There were times
but you know
I obeyed
every
and
detail. You know every detail about them and not about you. Does that make sense?
There were times I obeyed and disobeyed.
Susan.
I mean,
Susan.
I can't... I don't think it's fair to say to somebody who tried that they did nothing but disobey when they tried to obey within the confines of marriage. Like, they tried
no.
to do it God's way.
There's no such thing as trying to obey. Either you obey or you not. You don't...
Well, that's what I'm saying by trying, is that I'm putting my all into it and doing everything that I can. The Bible says live peaceably with others as much as possible
but it
with
was
you.
Impossible.
It's not always possible.
It was impossible for those guys to live with you. They couldn't live peacefully. You were hell to pay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe hell to pay when I get hell brought to me. Do you not think it's right to defend yourself? Do you not think it's right to try to defend your children? To try to get a man to wake up and defend your marriage? I mean,
Susan,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Susan, let me do this because of time. Here's what I recommend. You got to go and face your mother and forgive her and be honest with her so God can forgive you. Forgive your mother for what she's done to you. She could not help herself in the same way you could not help yourself with your children. And you couldn't help yourself with the man that you just that you gave hell to. It wasn't you. It was the hell in you driving you. And so forgive your mother, and then God will forgive you. And then you will start to know God, not just read about him and quote scriptures and blah, blah, blah. And then,
I've known God throughout my life. I've walked away, but I've known him throughout my life.
Susan, and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. In the same way your children, father, have not protected you from them. They're suffering as a result of it. And do the silent prayer, and then I want you to call me back in a few days once you work on that.
So I don't know what the silent prayer is. Like, I've heard you mention it, but I don't know what it is.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. And God is not going to be able to help you until you surrender. You got to totally surrender, meaning you got to go and forgive your mother and forgive your father. And then apologize to your children for turning them away from their father. And do the silent prayer, and I promise you, you will come to know God, not to know about God, but you will know God. I promise you that.
Yeah.
But you got to let all that anger go. Anger is evil. Anger is hatred. And you will never know God, be near him with that anger. Everyone that has anger is separated from life, from truth, from God.
Okay.
So you got to drop that anger, Susan. You're a mess.
I'm not denying that. I know. Believe me.
So drop that anger. Get serious about your life. Go and forgive so you can be forgiven. And don't worry about how your mama going to feel, what she going to say. Her hell is on her. You have nothing to do with it. You're working on you. And God said to go and forgive, and I will forgive you. He didn't say, oh, forgive in your heart because you don't want to hurt her feelings. Forgive in your heart because you're afraid to face her. Forgive. He didn't say that. He said, go and forgive. Hello?
I'm here. How? Still listening.
How will he forgive you if you don't go and forgive?
Yeah. I mean, but I was always taught, and you're taught in the church, too,
they lied to you. They lied to you.
It's not necessarily you have to go to the person.
Well, they lied. God said to go to the person.
So I have a question, though. What if somebody doesn't even know that they hurt you or offended you?
They don't need to know. You know it.
So you still have to tell them, don't you think you're opening up a can of worms? Like, they're going to be like, what are you even talking about? I didn't offend you. You know.
You know that, and they know too, but you know that your mother destroyed you. Your mother was evil. And you know you're angry at her about that. And you know that if you want to be free, you got to go to her and apologize for resenting her for what she's done, because it's the resentment, it's the anger that's keeping you away from the kingdom of heaven.
I agree with that, but
I let go
of all that a long time ago.
No, you haven't.
I would say my anger is with men, not her.
No, your anger with your mother. You were already mad with men when you met the man because your mother, what your mother did. The men have nothing to do with it. You were already that way. Now, you because you were already that way, you hated weak men, too. But you were already screwed up when they met you.
Yeah, but you can't deny they were already screwed up when I met them.
What they had to do with you?
What a mess.
Take your eyes off of them, Susan, and look at you.
I mean, that's all you can do. And I don't know. I'm just going to try to go through life taking your advice and just looking through the lens of my walk. And I got to just ignore everything else. I don't know what else to do.
Well, go and forgive Mother. I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for hating you for it. And then if your mother cry, if she get mad, she blame your daddy, she blame you. Whatever she does, that's on her. You apologize for resenting her. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is about, I'm sorry for holding things against you, for judging you. I realize now you can't help it. I can help myself. I become like you.
But my question is, why does the other person have to know you ever felt that way about them to begin with?
So you could be free.
But what do you say about the men? You think that
don't worry about the men. Like, the men got the same problem. They got mama problems too. But don't worry about the men. You got to put your eyes on you, Susan. You know.
No, but I'm saying, should I go to them or just let it be?
Yeah, to those two ex-husbands you have, apologize to them for being so difficult. You got a big ego.
No, I would say that I don't try to treat people bad. And I don't try to do the wrong thing.
Susan, apologize to those two.
I don't try to do that.
Susan, apologize to those two husbands for being so difficult. You were wrong. And God will forgive you, and then he will give you life.
The one thing that I know is that I never want my kids to face divorce. I never want them to get married unless
Susan.
True and for life.
Susan, you've already screwed them up.
I mean, so have men. I'm not going to take all the blame for that.
You were to blame for it.
I mean, maybe I was to blame for marrying them, man. I don't know.
No, you were blamed for screwing up your own children because your mother screwed you up.
Yeah, but I'm the one that taught them about God. I'm the one that...
You haven't taught them anything about God. You talk about God, but you don't know God. You just have ideas about God. You don't even have love.
At this point in my life, yeah, you're right. But I have,
love was when you were a little kid before your mother turned you away from God by imposing her will on you. That's the last time you had love. You ain't had any love since then. So it's time to return to love. By returning to God, by forgiving your mother.
I mean, I don't know what else to say other than I just
how about
want
thank
my kids
you.
To be whole.
How about thank you, Jesse, and I get back to you. I'm going to do it, and I get back to you with it.
Once I can come to terms with the fact of saying I'm sorry to my mother and said because or I forgive you, just going back to a child full of stuff and bringing it up to her, making her feel wrong.
She's already wrong. You don't make her feel something she's not. She's already wrong. She knows that she's wrong too.
But am I supposed to say I forgive you for X, Y, and Z, or I forgive you,
Mom,
just I forgive you?
Mom, I'm sorry for resenting you for screwing up my life. I realize now that you couldn't help yourself. Her mother did it to her, and you have done it to your children.
But the thing is that her father did it to her. Her father did
Susan,
it to her through abuse.
Susan, her mother did it to her just as you have done it to your children. Your father had a hard time dealing with the hell in your mother. just like your husband's had a hard time dealing with the hell in you because you become like your mother. You just like your mama. And you don't want to be like your mama. And that's not going to change until you forgive her so God can take your mama's spirit away from you and give you back yourself.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be like anybody on earth. I just want to seek to be like Christ.
We're talking about your mama. You need to forgive your mama. I got to run.
Okay. Well, thanks for your advice. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. What a mess. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to David. First time call out of Kentucky. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, David.
Oh, excellent. I'm doing well as also. I wanted to ask you.
Ask.
I've been a teacher. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've been a teacher for a little bit over 20 years, mostly special education, and you did a really wonderful cameo for me a year and a half ago.
Nice.
And I appreciate that. One of the things I find myself struggling, maybe frustrated with, is I feel as though parents have, you talk a lot about the good old days, I guess, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was in school, I was a struggling learner, and I had strict parents, and they worked with me, and they saw school as a tool,
right,
one of the tools to help me.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I feel like the parents are saying, here, go fix my kid. They're not involved. The parents are very apathetic. And it scares me. It's like I just think that fixing the child should start in the home.
100%.
Was it like that for you? Do you have any thoughts or advice? Or
it is not the responsibility of the teacher to fix somebody else's children. It's the responsibility of the teacher to educate the children, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But what you have now, the fathers are weak, and so they're letting the mothers go to work and whatever, right? And
yes,
the mothers do not care about one iota about children. They have them, but they don't love them at all. And they are destroying the children. And then that's why they vote for people that are going to bring in daycare centers and give them money to pay the babysitter and all that, because mothers don't love their children. And that's why if I was a teacher, I would never teach in a public school. I would do a homeschool thing or maybe a good private school. It's not your responsibility to raise somebody else's children.
Yes, you're right. I feel better.
You are getting paid to educate the children. You're not being paid to be the daddy of the children.
Right. I agree. It worries me sometimes with all the stuff that goes on.
And it's going to get worse.
You're right.
Because the parents do not love their children at all. Zero. They have no love for them.
Yeah. One of the things I also notice is I think the parents want to be cool. And they just give their kids these gadgets and toys. I mean,
they keep them out of the way. Yeah, so the kids won't get in their way.
Exactly. I mean, would your parents give you a $1,000 cell phone?
No way. I had to pick a bale of cotton a day.
Wow.
Ain't no way. They wouldn't give me a cell phone, and they would not pay my cell bill, and they would not bail me out of jail if I went to jail, and they would not put money on my books.
Right. You're absolutely right. Hey, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Good talking to you, David.
You too. Be blessed.
Fine. Thank you. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Super Chat! Treasure Chest is now open on D-Line. Treasure Chest. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at, right at the top of this hour, the Hake, H-A-K-E. He's one white man that's not afraid at all. Zero. The man with the good hair, check him out at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black. On fire. If anybody asks what's the matter with him, he's on fire. Joel Friday TV. Energy everywhere like Nick. But I don't know if he got much energy as the Anchor Baby has. The Anchor Baby got the Trump type of energy given to him by God. And he's rumbling up rumble. Rumble is shaking. Every day at 12 noon, Monday through Friday. And at 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode. It is amazing. I have not seen it. I saw the teaser. I'm like, what the? Of Pachi TV. Watch this.
Shia LaBeouf. Love Shia LaBeouf. Disturbia. Hit. The Transformers movies, I watched them for him.
These movies don't mean anything. All of the things that I used to use to fill that emptiness up stopped working.
He does seem like he doesn't know what he's talking about. I've never liked him. If I were him, I would be quiet for a while.
That pain smacks you in the face and wakes you up.
But it's like, I hear you talking, I want to ask you, are you done with your pain?
Well, man. Fight! At 2 p.m. today, punchy.tv and YouTube. Check it out. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, get involved. And then we have a special on cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, where I do shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-outs, encouragement shout-out, whatever the shout-out is. Amazing shout-outs, too. They're amazing. For people all around the world. And there's a special going on until Friday. So hurry, run. Cameo, all right? A sale video, cameo video. There's a sale going on. $20 per shout out. Isn't that amazing? For $20 until Friday, started April 1, you can get a special shout out. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly to Friss out of, he's been waiting a long time here. Let's see. Friss out of Florida. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you?
All is well, sir. All is well.
Amazing.
I want to answer the biblical question.
How can you change your future?
How can I change my future?
Yes.
Oh. You know what? I don't really know.
So you called up to ask a biblical question you don't know the answer to?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I'm on the spot, but I don't know. Honestly, if I change my thinking, my ideas, the way I move around life, like not taking things that's not supposed to be serious. Well, not taking things. Yeah, you know what I mean. And really, really, honestly, really watching out for my emotions, because that's suicide right there. If you react to your emotions, it's legit suicide. So
it was just my imagination running away with me. So
like, man.
So. And so your response to how can you change your future, you say?
Yeah, just watch your ideas, watch your thinking, honestly, because if you think right now how your future will be, it probably can be. Like, say if I want to be a billionaire in probably 5 years, it probably can happen. But with me being, when I become a billionaire, how can I, like, go about it? How can I watch out for myself by not taking advantage of, or how can I not blow it, you know? So if it is for me to be a billionaire in the future, I'd rather like just, man, focus on me right now, stay in the present. And when it is time for me a billionaire, I have all the equipment, you know, discipline and, you know, everything that'll keep that billion there or keep it going. So,
amazing.
You know, so.
Thank you, friends. Watch out. What's that man's name? The richest man in the world.
Elon.
Watch out, Elon. Yeah. A billionaire is on the way.
Oh, I'm going to be a trillionaire, so I'm going to sit right next to him. It's all good.
There you go. Amazing.
also, that last call with that lady, I think her name was Susan.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, Jesse. From that one call alone, we all doomed. I see that from right there. We all doomed. I ain't gonna lie to you. Men is too weak to, like, really be there for the women, and the women going out of control because of it. And it's like, honestly, nobody can help nobody. Like, not just because
you've
been saying it.
Yeah.
Honestly, from that last call, yeah, women really, they really got it going on. So now it's up to us men, young, old, middle-aged, whoever. Like, we really got to, like, step up. You know, put God first, of course, return to the Father, and then that's how we'll real deal help the women, because right now, they is screwed.
That's right.
They is screwed, man.
Amazing. Thank you, Frisk, and it's good to hear from you, man.
You too. Hey, are y'all hiring?
What?
Y'all hiring.
Are y'all hiring?
Yep.
Yeah, how can I get a job? Like, how can I do about that?
Send your resume to producer@jesseleepeterson.com.
All right, bet. Cool. I mean, yes, I'll definitely do that.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. All right. Amazing, bye. Let me go to Gray out of Florida. Gray, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, Greg. All is well.
So I got two things. That lady caller you had earlier was talking. You can tell she probably wants to do the right thing, but that you see it all the time, especially on Facebook. Everybody now likes to air out their dirty laundry on there.
That's amazing.
And it's always the women tearing down the men. You know, but the men, you can tell that they're weak, but the men will go along with it. You know, and I sit back. And I'll watch how many people agree with them, I think, to pacify them. But then if I step in and just say something like, you know, hey, I don't think that's the right thing to do. You know, you might want to look at yourself or something.
Right.
I mean, them people will come after you, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They'll flash your name and make up all these stories about you. I mean, they'll come. It's amazing to me since I've been listening to you. And I've been listening to you since 2016.
This is hell on earth, Greg, and hell is right here on earth, and it works through human beings. It lives in human beings, and it's worked through them. they put out hell. They put on the outside what's happening on the inside of them. It is hell.
Well, Jesse, back when I was doing all the stuff I was doing wrong,
yeah.
Even though I was doing the wrong thing, I never went after nobody, and I sure as heck didn't get upset if they said, Greg, you're not going to look at this. I would always be like, oh, man, I didn't even realize that. Right on, man. I never got mad for somebody saying, and I would be the first to admit if I got mad with somebody and I sat and thought about it, I'd be the first one to go back and say, hey, man, I'm sorry, yeah. I shouldn't act like that. I got a lot of hell in me.
They don't make them like you anymore. You're from the old school, man. They don't make them like that anymore.
Well, the last thing I want to ask you real quick, Jesse, is ever since I've been following what you said, and I'm not following what you said because you said, I've truly seen it in my life, and that's why I'm like, well, you know, I've had some of my family go, well, you're just listening to Jesse and you're following him. And I'm like, no, I listen to what the man has to say because he's got wisdom. And then I wait for God to reveal it in my life. And then I can see that, oh, man, that's what's happening here. I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And ever since I've done that, though, I mean, Satan has come after me, dude. Like, he is relentless. When I do my silent prayer at night and all, I've been having... I don't take any medications for my anxiety or anything. I got rid of all that. And I feel better, but I've been having some health trouble with the anxiety causing some health issues for me. And the doctor's always, you need to take the medicine. You need to take the medicine. And I'm like, well, what's causing the problem? Is it physical? No, it's your anxiety. And I'm like, well, I don't want to take medicine because then I go unconscious. I feel like a zombie all day, and I'm not aware of things.
You say you have anxiety?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you let all your anger go so you won't have anxiety? I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you the medical advice, but you can't have anxiety unless you have anger. It's impossible.
It is exactly right. And
so why don't you drop your anger?
Because I haven't figured out how to do it. I drop it for a while, and then all of a sudden that rage feeling will come up in me over something, and I'll react to it, and then it gets stronger.
And that's your problem. Stop reacting to it. When it comes up, be aware of it. See that it's there, but don't react. Don't call it you. Do nothing about it, and then God would take the spirit, because it is a spirit, of rage out of you, which is anger. But you can't do anything. If you react to it, you're giving it life, and God can't help you.
Well, you know, you said one time to me a long time ago, Jesse, you said, you said to me, but I heard you say to a caller, you said, if you sit and watch that, in the beginning, you're going to go in and out of it, and it's going to feel like you, and you're going to identify with it. And he said, but one of these days, you're going to wake up, and you're going to realize that all thoughts are all lies all the time, and you will let go, and that's when it'll be over.
Yeah, so why don't you do that?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
I do it. I start doing it, and I'm really aware. And then all of a sudden, as situations come up in a day and pressure builds with my job and stuff like that, a situation will arise.
Greg.
And you
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Stop overreacting.
Okay.
There's never, ever, never a situation or a reason to be angry. You got to drop the anger by being aware. So when the thought come up and bring on the feeling of anger, because it's just an emotion, and emotions are all illusion and not real and not necessary. So and feel it, live with it, but don't call it you, so it can be taken out of you. And it will, but you got to surrender so that God can take it away. But if you're overreacting, he can't do it. And don't have any excuses of why you need to overreact.
Yes, sir.
You should not overreact.
Yes, sir. So you're saying whenever that feeling comes on inside of me, that's Satan wanting me to react to him.
100%. It's pure evil.
Okay, that's how
he stay alive.
Quick sometimes.
That's how he stay. It's only happening quick because you're not aware. You're not staying present and catching those thoughts when they come. You got to practice staying present.
That feeling comes on so quick, man.
Because
I mean,
you're not
like
aware. You're not practicing being catching the thought before the feeling. Because you can't have the feeling unless you have the thought first. And if you caught
Absolutely.
The thought, you won't have the feeling.
That's exactly, you're right. It is. It is. I don't ever feel nothing until the thought tells me something, and then immediately you feel the pain in the body,
so
the fear, the doubt,
the worry.
So
why don't you work on that then? Why don't you work on that so you can overcome it?
And I work on it by realizing I feel that way but not reacting to it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I'm going to do it then, for sure.
Let me know how it goes.
I feel like I have been doing it, but it seems like sometimes I just go to sleep for some reason. I don't know.
Because you go unconscious.
Yes, sir.
But don't judge it. Just realize and come back to the present. You'll be fine.
All right, Jesse. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Take care now.
Have a wonderful day. Yes, sir. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to first-time caller out of the Philippines. Heard around the world. Brandon, a first-time caller out of the Philippines. Welcome to the show, Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandon.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Amazing. what's your biblical question? I want to answer that really quick.
How can you change your future?
I don't think you can change your future. I don't think the future even belongs to us. So I don't think we can change it. We can only watch it and either be glad about it or upset about it.
Well, I appreciate you responding to it. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Heck yeah, that sounds amazing. so I called because I need some advice. I am married and going on 2 years. Got married young.
How old are you?
There's some. Huh?
How old are you?
Early 20s, 23.
Oh, yeah, that is young. Go ahead.
Got married young and came into the relationship not really open to sharing, you know, the things that are happening with me or the things that I don't like. And I would keep it to myself. And my spouse would see it, and she reacted in a way that wasn't the most common because she thought I was intentionally not doing it on purpose.
How old is she?
Same age.
Okay.
And yeah, she thought I was intentionally doing it on purpose, and so she took that and her words were pretty heavy as far as like vulgar language towards me as an individual because she thought it was me, the individual, intentionally doing it. And that went on for almost a year. And I came to her later and I was like, you know, this happened, you know, in my life. You know, this is why this is happening because I'm uncomfortable. There's a fear there about sharing myself. And it got worse. She thought, like, this entire time I was hiding that from her, aside from, like, just not really being aware, but she thought I was hiding it. And then the words got worse, you know. There was threats about being physically violent and all that.
Oh, that was a threat from her toward you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And the worst thing I did was I said, because there were certain things that I did where, like, okay, I could understand why she could get upset. And other things are just, like, common mistakes that happen. But the worst thing I said was, you know, I get why you're upset. Say what you want, and I'll take it.
What the?
That.
What, beta? Babe.
I know, I felt like a B word.
You were
that.
A B word. You're a bitch.
yeah, and so she started to talk to me that way, and that was going on for like a year. And after I said it, it got worse because she thought, I don't know if she thought it was right, but she didn't care at that point.
And because of time, what's your question for me?
So there were some things that happened after that, like eventually things did get physically violent. the way she was talking to me, I started to judge myself like that. There was some...
She attacked you or you attacked her?
She physically put her hands on me.
Okay. Did you have her put in jail?
No, but I said something.
What'd you say?
I said something to the authorities, and I said, I'm done. And I said, you know, if anything comes up, I have a statement that, hey, this happened, to, like, refute whatever lie she might tell. That ended up happening later on down the road.
That did happen, you say?
Yeah, she ended up telling a lie because
in her head,
I was betraying her, so she betrayed me back.
Amazing.
There were threats of divorce plenty of times. And I think, the eighth or ninth time, you know, we blocked each other. I gave her money. We weren't talking, and I stepped out and saw someone else. And then a little after that, there was, you know, a suicidal attempt. Because after a year of
by you or her
like that, by me,
you tried after to commit suicide.
Yeah.
How were you going?
So
what were you gonna do? How are you going to kill yourself?
I was going to turn into the Scream monster. You know, Scream, the movie?
No.
Oh, it's like a slasher.
But because of time, what were you going to do to kill yourself?
Stab myself with a knife.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But go ahead, because of time?
We haven't saw counseling, but we're planning on it. And, you know, part of me thinks that, you know, things will work, but a part of me thinks, like, I just so happened to be with the wrong person. And, you know, I'm hopeful for things working out. I kind of want them to.
Why?
But also, there's a fear there. There's a fear of divorce. I grew up seeing a divorce. I grew up seeing domestic violence. But there's a fear centered around that.
Do you have children with her?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Oh, good.
That's what my mama said.
Oh, Lord. And so, because of time, your question for me is what?
What advice would you give going into counseling?
Divorce her immediately. Be done. Really? She going to destroy you.
It's so funny because I had a dream. Around that time that everything was hectic and, you know, got physically violent.
Brandon, you don't have any children with her, so that's a blessing. Don't make any children with her. You let this woman go completely, and then you just start working on you. Don't ever seek another woman. That should not be on your mind. The only thing should be on your mind is seeking what is right, seeking the truth, and the truth will add everything unto you, and it'll be perfect. But if you look for that, you get into another woman or anything like that, you're going to always pick the wrong one, and you're going to always catch hell. And you did the right. You're not supposed to be telling a woman your issues, your personal business, or anything. It's not her business, and there's nothing she can do about it anyway. And the only reason she wants to know is so she can control you. Do not do that. But let her go.
Speaking of that, the whole control thing. So I did step out, and she stepped out as well.
How did she find out?
Yes, I told her.
Well, and why?
Shame.
What?
And shame and wanting to be honest.
That's insane. And how did she find out about you?
I told her.
I mean, how did you find out about her?
My coworker called me because that's who she went to.
So he told you about her and you told her about you.
Yes.
And that makes sense.
It's all a crazy situation. The more time goes on, I start to think that Fear is keeping me stuck.
It is. Besides being a beta, fear is.
A beta with a big B.
Whatever. You're right. A big beta. Beta, beta, beta. And then your mama's boy. Why is mama in your business?
Huh?
If you can, huh, you can hear. Why is. Brendan. Brendan. Can you call me back tomorrow?
Yes.
Call me as soon as you can tomorrow and let the screener know I told you to call back. I'm going to take your call as soon as you call in.
Okay.
Like, your shoulder needs surgery.
I'm going to heed to your advice, though, 100%.
Yeah, be done with that woman. Be done with her. All right? But we'll finish this tomorrow. Call me tomorrow.
All right. Peace. Go eat some ice cream.
I will. Thank you, buddy. It ain't. Oh, no. No, it ain't nothing. I'm going to have to do a super test tomorrow. Hey, make sure we do them right away. I don't know what happened to the time, folks. But super chat would be the first thing in the morning, and then everything else. I'm so out of time. Bo, you are possessed with evil, every human being. And evil causes you to do the things and think the way that you would normally think and do. It's not you. You can overcome, but you got to forgive your mother and your father. Your mother for recreating her image, and your father for not protecting you from mama. He can't help himself either. He's afraid of mama. He married his mama or made a baby with his mama, whatever his girlfriend was. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com prayer. You got life wrong. You're never going to live up to the way you've been taught. All right? I'm out of time, and I'll be back tomorrow. Country Western Tuesday. Rick out of Hudson, Virginia. Josh out of Georgia. Ali, a first time caller out of Massachusetts. And who is that? Just hung up? The young lady? Roz, a first time caller out of. What was she calling from? You forgot too. What is it? First time caller, Roz, and the rest of them. I'm out of time. I'm going to move a little bit faster tomorrow. Y'all saw how the day went. All right. But work on you. Put. Seeking the truth first above all things. Bye. Hate coming up now. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself. Your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Thank you, Jim.